The game was simple. The men were to leave the room while their wives blotted their freshly lipsticked mouths on party napkins. When the husbands returned, each was supposed to identify the napkin's lip print belonging to his wife. Stinson was sure he'd have no trouble picking out Maggie's small, perfectly formed mouth. She often hid an imprint of her lips somewhere in his luggage when he traveled, and he'd keep that Kleenex kiss next to his bed in his hotel. There, the lips on napkin number 3, those had to be Maggie's. The O, the philtrum dip, the crease in the lower lip, the slightly fuller upper. But in the interest of keeping the game going, Stinson pretended he was having trouble deciding, just like every other husband who, amid the general drunken hilarity, was looking studiously from napkin to lips. Then Hoagland changed the rules. The women were lined up behind the sofa, and first he kissed Allison McGowan, then Holly Garner, longer and harder. Maggie was next, but Hoagland didn't kiss her. Instead, he slowly inserted his finger between her pursed lips. She didn't bite him, as Stinson hoped. She took his finger to the knuckle, mmming all the while. Everyone laughed but Stinson, who, in a sudden rage to stop the game, shouted, "Here, number 4, that's Maggie's," purposely choosing the lopsided wide mouth that couldn't be Maggie's. Maggie whooped, "I knew it. I knew you'd find mine."